primary school, I was actually an idiot in English because I lived in mainland China before, and I did not you know, really speak English and Cantonese well, and I met some teachers who were very nice and introduced me to a math teacher, which is very, very passionate in English teaching. Like she didn't mind my, you know, poor English, and at the same time, in every recess or lunchtime or after school, I can go to the net teacher's room and, you know, talk with her and play with her, and there I learned my English. So and she's from London, and that's also the first time I know about the British culture, and so I like England very much now.
Well, that's a really touching experience, and I think they're really helpful in helping you in introducing you to English. So when sometimes you feel frustrated, or when you encounter difficulties in learning English, how did your teacher encourage you to move on?
Well, actually, after I went to the, you know, the tutorial, or, you know, these sections after my lessons, I just tell her what I experienced during lessons, or my exam, it's very poor or anything like that. Maybe she just say, never mind, or something like that, to, you know, comfort me, and at the same time just teach me another way to, you know, learn English. It's just not about exams, but it's about experience when talking with others. And I think it's the most memorable experience I've had.
I see. So out of, you know, in the process, what did you enjoy the most? What is the most personal feeling you get from the experience?
I think it's about she didn't care about our ability or our past, because I did not start early as other Hong Kong students do, but I'm still very passionate about learning, so she just helped me to go through these hard times, and at the same time just you know, teach me with fun, and I think it's important.
Yeah, I think she's a very compassionate person to give you guidance in that experience. So let's talk about reading. Do you have a favorite book or favorite magazine you want to share?
Oh, I seldom read books. and I have once tried to, you know, subscribe to some magazines like Times, something like that, The Economist, but I did not have a patient reading style, so I didn't really, you know, like these books. But I really love movies, and maybe after exams or during my break, I always like to watch a movie, especially something that is very, very interesting, like comedy or traditional American movie, something like that. Yeah.
Do you think it would be more comfortable for you to learn English from watching movies?
I think yes, because it's attractive, because, well, you just learn English in you know, a more interesting way than you read books. You have to be very patient, you have to do it constantly, but movies, you can just spend 1 to 2 hours and you can complete the whole story. And at the same time, you know, these stars, movie stars, are very attractive, and they will somehow draw you into the picture, and yeah, that's better than you read a book.